Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Gail Martin and Carol Kelly. Each week, the ladies will bring you gardening and planting ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies and habitats, and great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Carol Kelly.
Good morning again, everyone. Today's In the Green Outdoors will conclude our pre-election series about the plants and animals that have been connected in various ways to all of the presidents of the United States over our history. So, picking up where we left off last time, following the tenure of Teddy Roosevelt and his menagerie, the White House animal population dropped considerably when William Howard Taft moved in. Taft had but one indoor pet, a dog named Caruso, a gift to daughter Helen from famed opera singer Enrico Caruso. But Taft's prized animals were his cows. As we learned last time, both Jefferson and Lincoln had kept cows to provide milk and butter, but until Mrs. Taft purchased a blue ribbon jersey for their family's milk supply, a cow had not been seen near the White House in 45 years. The cow was named Mooly Wooly. Sadly, she died about a year and a half after Taft took office, reportedly after eating too many oats. Mooly was replaced by a Holstein, inexplicably named Pauline Wayne III, often called just Miss Wayne, and was considered as much a Taft family pet as she was livestock. Pauline produced a calf that promptly was named Big Bill in honor of the 300-pound-plus president. In 1911, Pauline was invited to be a featured cow at the first International Dairy Show held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Somewhere, somehow, en route to Wisconsin, Pauline was lost, and a detective agency was hired to locate her. She was found 2 days later. Apparently, a railroad crew had mistakenly switched her car, sending her with other cattle cars to the Chicago stockyards. Holy cow! Poor Pauline, the presidential cow, nearly wound up as hamburger. But she made it to the show without further incident, where 50-cent pint bottles of her milk were sold to visitors. But there's one more notable tale regarding Pauline. In 1912, an agriculture teacher from Ohio was visiting the nation's capital. It seems Secret Service coverage sometimes slipped, even back then, because after seeing no security, the gentleman decided that he would like a taste of Pauline's milk for himself. He reportedly jumped the White House fence and milked Pauline, who was grazing peacefully on the south lawn. After his apprehension, the man reported that the milk was as good as he had heard. Pauline was the last cow to live at the White House and shared the stables with Taft's presidential horses, then, and before long, with the first fleet of cars ever to serve the presidency. Today, the cowbell that Pauline wore while working at the White House is on display at the Presidential Pet Museum in Williamsburg, Virginia. While President Woodrow Wilson kept some common animals as pets, including a bull terrier, an Airedale, a greyhound, some songbirds, and a cat, he also had as many as 48 sheep that grazed on the White House lawn, watched over by Old Ike, a tobacco-chewing ram. Not only did the sheep reduce the expense of keeping the lawn trimmed, during World War I, their wool was harvested and used to make clothing and bedsheets for soldiers. Also, an auction of the White House wool netted $53,823 for the Red Cross. Marion's own Warden G. Harding also had an Airedale Terrier. Laddie Boy was 6 months old when he arrived at the White House, March 5, 1921, the day after Harding's inauguration. Harding had asked that he be told as soon as the dog arrived, and a cabinet meeting was therefore interrupted so that Harding could see his new pup. Laddie Boy was the first White House dog to receive regular newspaper coverage. As a national leader, Harding contributed to the animal welfare movement, using his public standing to inspire respect for non-human animals. Harding included Laddie Boy in almost all aspects of life in the White House. The dog roamed freely throughout the executive mansion, tagged along on the president's golf games with friends, and sat in on cabinet meetings perched on his very own chair. Each year, the White House hosted birthday parties for him, to which other neighborhood dogs were invited. Harding enjoyed his dog's fame, and even cultivated it by writing letters to the press in Laddie Boy's name. 19,314 pennies were collected from newsboys and sent to the Roosevelt Newsboys Association, which commissioned famed sculptor Boschka Peff to fashion a bronze replica of Laddie Boy, for which the real Laddie Boy actually modeled in a series of settings. It was intended to be presented to Mrs. Harding. Sadly, she died before it was completed. The statue then came into the possession of Mrs. Harding's bodyguard, Harry Baker, to whom the First Lady had given the real Laddie Boy after the President's death. The statue now resides in the Smithsonian Institution. The Harding household also had an English bulldog, canaries, and a squirrel named Pete. The only president to come close to having as many animals as the Theodore Roosevelt family was Calvin Coolidge. The White House grounds was filled with a menagerie of 12 dogs, 4 birds, 4 cats, a donkey, a bobcat, a thrush, a goose, 13 pekin ducks, a bear, an antelope, a wallaby, and some lion cubs. And we mustn't neglect to mention Billy Johnson Hippopotamus, a pygmy hippo captured in Liberia and given to Coolidge by Harvey S. Firestone in 1927. There also were 2 raccoons. One, Rebecca, was President Coolidge's favorite. He had a special house built for her, visited her daily, and walked her around the White House on a leash. Rebecca would unscrew light bulbs and play hide-and-seek with staffers. The First Lady reported that Rebecca's favorite activity was playing with a bar of soap in a half-filled bathtub. First Lady Grace Coolidge showed off Rebecca at the White House Easter egg roll in April 1927. The raccoon vacationed with the first family, escaping often, until heading off to a graceful retirement at the Rock Creek Zoo, now the National Zoo, when Coolidge left office in 1929. The First Lady also was so fond of Rob Roy, her white collie, that she included him in her official portrait, which still hangs in the China Room in the White House. At least 14 dogs came and went during Herbert Hoover's administration, among them a wire-haired fox terrier, Norwegian Elkhound, wire-haired Irish Wolfhound, and a Belgian Malinois. Other pets included a cat, a roller canary, and a wild possum that had strayed into the White House grounds, was adopted by the Hoovers, and lived in the pen that had been built for the Coolidge's raccoon. Franklin D. Roosevelt's famous black Scottish terrier, Falla, reportedly received more fan mail than many presidents. Falla is the only pet depicted on a presidential memorial, and is buried next to the president at Hyde Park, New York. FDR also had a bull mastiff, 2 Irish setters, a bulldog, an English setter, another Scottish terrier, a German shepherd, and a Great Dane who was given the name President, which certainly must have made things confusing at times in the White House. Dwight D. Eisenhower had 2 Scottish terriers, a Weimaraner, and a parakeet named Gabby. When the bird died in 1957, it was buried at the Executive Mansion's southwest corner. The Kennedy family's assortment of animals, while not as exotic as Coolidge's, was still plentiful. There were numerous dogs, a Welsh Terrier, an Irish Wolfhound, a German Shepherd, and an English Cocker Spaniel. Mixed breed Pushinka was a gift from Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. Her mother, Strelka, was a Soviet space dog, one of the first 2 canines to orbit Earth aboard Sputnik 2 and return safely. Pushinka and the Kennedys' Welsh Terrier, Charlie, saw fit to add 4 puppies to the list. Jacqueline Kennedy had a standard poodle. There also was a cat, a canary named Robin, 2 parakeets, ponies, horses, hamsters, and a rabbit. Caroline Kennedy's beloved pony, Macaroni, was a gift from Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson and roamed freely on the grounds. In winter, Macaroni would pull around a sleigh full of children. Lyndon Johnson had 2 beagles named Him and Her. Very creative. There was a huge controversy when he was photographed, apparently lifting Him by his ears. Her died at the White House in November 1964 after she swallowed a stone. Him died in June 1966 while chasing a squirrel and was struck by the presidential limousine. There remain Him's pup, Freckles, in addition to hamsters and lovebirds, a mutt, a collie, and mixed breed Yuki, who had been found at a Texas gas station by Johnson's daughter Lucy. Yuki became one of the president's favorite dogs, and they were fond of singing together. Richard M. Nixon introduced his daughter's black and white spotted cocker spaniel, Checkers, to the nation in a televised speech in an attempt to turn aside his involvement in a campaign finance scandal. Checkers, however, never actually lived in the White House. Dogs that did were an Irish setter, a Yorkshire terrier, and a French poodle. Gerald Ford's golden retriever was called Liberty. His daughter's Siamese cat preferred to be in the Lincoln bedroom, usually under the bed, apparently not caring to associate with the dog. An Afghan hound and a Siamese cat did live happily together in the Jimmy Carter household. Misty the cat liked to hang out in Amy's dollhouse and frequently meowed along with the first daughter's violin practice sessions. But whether she was accompanying or complaining, we'll never know. Ronald Reagan sometimes traveled with his Bouvier de Flandre, but when she grew too large for the White House, she was sent to the Reagan Ranch, where she joined several other ranch dogs. First Lady Nancy Reagan had Rex, a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. The Lincoln bedroom had long been rumored to be haunted, and Rex evidently agreed, as he would not enter, but stood at the doorway, looked in, and barked. Mrs. Reagan also had cats, Cleo and Sarah. In 1989, George H.W. Bush's English Springer Spaniel, Millie, gave birth to a litter of puppies at the White House. Bush's son, George W. Bush, adopted one of the pups, and 12 years later, when George W. was inaugurated president, Spotty returned to the White House, the only dog to have lived at the White House under the care of two different presidents. Sox, a black and white cat, was a stray in Little Rock, Arkansas, until he was adopted by Bill Clinton's daughter, Chelsea. Sox had a book and a song written about him and became the first presidential pet to have his own website. In 1997, the Clintons adopted a chocolate Labrador retriever that they named Buddy. In the George W. Bush White House, besides Spotty, there was a black Scottish terrier named Barney. After the spaniel's death, the president gave First Lady another black Scotty for her birthday. Miss Beasley became especially well-known after making her own White House Christmas video in 2005. India, the Bush's ink-black cat, liked to spend her days in the presidential library and, like the Clinton's cat, Sox, before her, had her own website. Sometimes she also would appear on the Barney Cam videos with the two dogs. Those videos may be seen on YouTube. Barack and Michelle Obama had no pets prior to the 2008 election, but had promised their daughters they could get a dog when the family moved into the White House. Their selection of Bo, a Portuguese water dog, was partly due to the need for a hypoallergenic pet due to daughter Malia's allergies. The puppy, a gift from Senator Ted Kennedy, was joined in 2013 by Sunny, a female of the same breed. Sadly, Bo died of cancer in May of 2021. Reflecting on the time they shared, President Obama said, "For more than a decade, Bo was a constant, gentle presence in our lives, happy to see us on our good days, our bad days, and every day in between." President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden moved into the White House with two German Shepherds, Champ and Major. Champ had been obtained from a breeder after Biden was elected Vice President in 2008. And the dog had been a fixture at the vice president's residence at the Naval Observatory and then at the White House. In June 2021, Champ passed away at the age of 13. His passing, leaving the Bidens with their younger German Shepherd Major, adopted from the Delaware Humane Society in 2018. Unfortunately, after some biting incidents at the White House, Major was banished and sent to live with friends in Delaware. He was replaced by Commander, another German Shepherd, who also had to be banished due to even more aggressive behavior, reflected by the documentation of over 24 bites. One required a hospital visit for an injured law enforcement officer. Another bite involved a uniformed Secret Service officer. Then in early 2022, Dr. Jill Biden added a cat named Willow. When I decided to delve into this topic a couple of months ago, I had no idea there were so much to learn. I hope that you enjoyed this inside look at the many associations among plants, animals, and our presidents over our country's 248-year history. Before I sign off, though, I want to give listeners a heads up regarding our upcoming recording session to be done live at Marion Brewing Company on October 16th. The whole crew will be there. Our previous sessions in the last 2 years, whenever we've had a live audience, were a lot of fun. This year, due to the timing, I'll be recording my Halloween spooktacular version of In the Green Outdoors. Over the past 7 years, each October I've had fun discussing bizarre things in the natural world that sort of go along with the Halloween theme of costumes, camouflage, and deception, as well as scary things like zombie ants. So come by to learn more about some bizarre plants and animals that may be found in the green outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.